Hello.
Hi, my name is Satarion. I'm calling back from the Alabama Unemployment Claims line to finish a claim. I speak to Christopher Baxter.
This is he.
How you doing today?
I'm doing good.
All right. If you're ready, I can assist you with reopening your claim. Can you provide me with your social security number?
419-11-5811. And when you open this one, can you make it a new claim?
It's going to be a new claim.
Okay.
All right. Can you provide me with your date of birth?
12/07/1971.
And your mother's maiden name?
Barbara Leola Tuggle.
All right. Looks like we have something different stated for your mother's maiden name.
Maiden name?
Yes.
It's Barbara Jean Leola Tuggle, T-U-G-G-L-E.
All right. Do you think you would have put anything else down for her?
Unless it's Leola first, and what's called it? That's my mom's maiden name.
Okay. Would it be any other last name she would have put down for?
Probably Baxter, her name now.
Okay. That is what we have down for. I'm not sure how that information happened, but for her maiden name, we have Baxter down.
Well, her maiden name is Tuggle, T-U-G-G-L-E.
All right, unfortunately, we won't be able to change it now. Just keep that in mind.
Okay.
That when we do ask for that information, that's what we have on our records. That's how we're going to be able to assist you.
Okay, so it'll be Baxter.
Right.
Okay, thank you.
All right, you're more than welcome. Let's see, it looks like your claim is expired. Are you unemployed?
Yes.
Okay. And what's the company that you're working with, Alabama-based?
Yes, it's in Alexander City. I work for a temp service. You know, our contracts don't last until they get us another contract. That's when we start back working.
All right. All right, so I'm going to ask you a series of questions. I'm going to try to make this as quick as possible for you, okay?
Okay.
All right. Have you ever worked under a different name?
No, sir.
Have you ever worked under a different Social Security number?
No, sir.
Verify your gender.
Male.
Are you a U.S. citizen?
Yes.
Do you have any difficulty speaking, reading, writing, or understanding English?
No, sir.
What's your preferred language?
English.
Do you consider yourself disabled?
No, sir.
All right. Did you serve on active duty in the United States Armed Forces for more than 180 days?
No, sir.
What's the highest grade you completed in school?
GED.
All right. Do you have a driver's license?
Yes, sir.
Can you provide me with the state and number?
Hold on a minute. It's in Alabama, and I'm out now. So let me give you... Hold on a minute. Let me go in my wallet and get it for you. It is. Hold on a minute. 58-39-206.
All right. Thank you for the information. If you are approved for benefits, you have options to be, you have options to receive your payments, direct deposit into your checking or savings account, or the Alabama Advantage prepaid benefits card. The prepaid benefits card will take an additional 5 to 7 days to be delivered to you after you are approved for payments, and there are fees that may be charged for certain activities. If you have a checking or savings account, we recommend direct deposit. Which would you prefer? Were you saying that you have that you already had the benefits card?
Yeah, I have one from the previous time you all sent it to me.
Okay. When you made your selection, you were provided information regarding your prepaid account, including the pre-disclosure of fees associated with your prepaid benefits card. Did you hear this information?
Say that again.
Did you hear this information?
Yeah, I heard it.
All right. Verify your address for me.
It is, now I will live at 630 Charlie Brazel Place in Montgomery, Alabama.
6:30, Charlie Brazel Place.
Yes.
CHRLIE.
Yeah, and I don't know how you spell the last Brazel part because I just moved there like 2 weeks ago. I just know it's Brazel Place.
Okay. B-A-B-R-A-Z-Z-L-E.
I think it might be the Z's or it might be the S's. I have no idea. I have to look at it. Because all these, I mean, I know where it is, so I don't have to look at the name of it.
Okay, when I get ready to put it in the system, it'll automatically update for me. Okay. And I'll see you then. Give me one moment.
Okay.
And zip code?
I think it's 36117 or 36116, one or two, because I know on one side of the street is a chain. I'm not familiar yet because I haven't had any mail come there yet.
Okay, so it's safe to say your address has changed in the last year?
Say that again?
So it's safe to say your address has changed in the last year?
Yes.
All right. And is your residential address the same as your mailing address?
No, my mailing address, I usually get things sent to my mom's house.
And that was your previous address?
Yes, 473 Baxter Road, Pike Road, Alabama.
All right, give me one moment. All right, verify your cell phone number.
334-318-3872.
And you have the option to place an email address on this claim. Would you like to?
Yes.
Go right ahead.
KRITBHTER@gmail.com.
All right, that was CRITBHGER.
No, KRIT.
KRITBHGER.
BAXTER.
BAXTER. @gmail.com.
@gmail.com, yeah.
All right. So I'm going to go through, make sure I do have everything correct for you, okay?
Yes,
all right. For the email address, I have KRITBHTER@gmail.com.
Yes, sir.
Telephone number 334-318-3872.
Yeah, 334-318-3872.
All right. Let's see, and for the residential, okay, I'm gonna have to switch those. Give me 1 second. I have your mailing for the residential and residential mailing. Bear me just a few moments. I just switched around. All right. Got to switch around. So your mailing address we have is 473 Baxter Road, Pike Road, Alabama, 36064.
Yes.
Residential address, 630 Charlie Bassel Place. That is with an S. Montgomery, Alabama, 36117.
Okay.
All right, it is necessary to verify your identity when filing for unemployment benefits. You will be asked to answer randomly generated questions. Which of the following addresses have you ever been associated with? 1015 13th Avenue, 3208 Stimley Bridge Road, 4413 Clear Creek Parkway, 654 Bay Point Drive. Or I've never been associated with any of these addresses.
Any of them that I know of. I haven't been associated with any of them.
All right. Which of the following addresses have you ever been associated with? 19344 Mansfield Street, 2109 Bonner Street, 38140 Ducharme Drive, 651 North Hagedorn Drive Street. Or I've never been associated with any of these addresses.
None of them that I know of. I don't even remember. I don't even know where them places at.
All right. And which of the following cities has a current or former association to you? Tuscaloosa, no. Florence, Pike Road, Enterprise, none of the above. Pike Road, right?
Pike Road.
All right. Which of the following cities has a current or former association to you? Jackson, Anniston, Madison, Detroit, all of the above.
Just Detroit. I know something about Detroit. I've been in Detroit before.
All right. Which of the following cities does D'Angelo Baxter currently live or own property? Bern, Indiana, Evansville, Indiana, Indianapolis, Indiana, Muncie, Indiana, or none of the above?
Well, that sounds like my nephew, but I don't know if he owns property there or not. But I think he was in Indiana. I don't know which part of it is.
Okay. So is currently live or own property. So you don't know what city he's in specifically?
No, sir, because, I mean, I haven't been back in the Montgomery area for about only 3 years, and I haven't seen none of them. I haven't seen any of my nephews.
Oh, okay. All right, going to ask you a series of yes or no questions.
Okay.
Did you file for or receive unemployment benefits in another state within the last 12 months?
No, sir.
Did you work in another state other than Alabama with an employer that is not military or federal government in the last 18 months?
No, sir.
Have you worked for the federal government as a civilian in the last 18 months?
No, sir.
Did you serve on active duty in the military in the last 18 months?
No, sir.
Did you receive notification that you have TRA certification?
No, sir. Not that I know of. I don't even know what that means.
Then you probably don't have it. Are you filing this unemployment claim due to reasons that are related to the COVID-19 pandemic?
Yes, because sometimes they're catching people on our jobs with COVID-19, making us go take tests, and we have to stay out 14 days. But I haven't had COVID-19 myself.
That's fine. All right. What's the very last day that you worked?
It was a week and 3 days ago. So it'd be, what, around about the 6th or the 7th? It might be the 6th or the 7th, I think.
7th was a Friday.
I think it was. It might have been a Friday.
Right.
Because my aunt passed away, and then that's the last day I worked. And I think it was Friday that we got the news.
I'm sorry to hear that.
No problem. Thank you.
All right. If not for COVID-19 restrictions, since the most recent Sunday, have you been mentally and physically able to work?
Yes, sir.
Do you work for yourself, own a business, or are you a corporate officer for a business? Yes or no?
No, sir.
Are you currently working solely on a commission basis, or do you have a real estate license?
No, sir.
Are you currently registered for or attending school or training?
No, sir.
If not for COVID-19 restrictions, are you available to accept full-time work?
Yes, sir.
If not for COVID-19 restrictions, are you available for all shifts in your normal trade or occupation?
Yes, sir.
Have you applied for or are you receiving a pension other than Social Security from an employer that you worked for in the last 18 months?
No, sir.
How many miles have you traveled? How many miles are you willing to travel willing to travel one way to a job?
Well, I've worked in Alexander City, and from Montgomery to Alexander City, I think it's like 60 miles one way.
Okay.
If I'm not mistaken, close to 60 miles.
All right, and so I'm not sure if I asked this, but have you applied for or are you receiving workers' compensation due to a work-related injury?
No, not because I'm injured. No, sir.
Okay. What's the lowest hourly wage you're willing to accept?
For me, that I will work?
What are you willing to accept? What's the lowest amount?
$12.
All right. Do you obtain work exclusively through a union hiring hall?
It's sometimes I go through automation temp service.
Okay. It's not a union.
It's not a union hall. I don't think it's part of the union.
Right. And did your employer give you a definite date to return to work?
No, sir.
All right. What was your job title?
Line worker.
Assembly?
Mm-hmm.
Are you seeking work in your current occupation?
Yes.
What's the name of the company you're working for?
SNL Alabama.
Was that the temp service?
Automation.
Automation Personnel Services?
Mm-hmm.
All right. You remember that telephone number?
Not right off the top of my head.
Need that to go forward.
Hold on. Let me see. Is it in my phone?
All right. While you're getting that, can you tell me what was your first day of work for them?
I've been working with them ever since I've been home.
Need to put in a date for you.
I have to go in my phone and try to get you the number.
Okay. Yeah, it took place in Montgomery.
Excuse me?
This work took place in Montgomery?
No, it was in Alexander City.
Alexander City, okay. So do you have an estimate about when you started, around the time you came back? I need to put
like July, I'll say August around about 2018, around 10th day or something like that.
10th of August, 2018?
Yeah.
All right. All right. Have you received a date?
I don't have a number in my contact. Is there a way we could do something else and then come back and I give you that number?
Give me one second.
Hello?
Yes, I'm still here. I'm getting that number.
Let me give you my supervisor number. I think I got her number.
Yeah, because automated services for Alexander City is coming up. So was that automated services in Montgomery?
It's in Montgomery. It's not in. Not I'm not with the one in Alexander City.
Okay, that's what I was asking for. So I need to change that from Alexander City to Montgomery.
Right. Then if you talk to him, I can give you my supervisor's name would be Tiffany Rudolph.
Don't need that information at the moment. All right. Have you received or do you expect receiving of the following pay any time after your last day of work? Vacation, sick, or holiday pay?
No, sir.
And what was the reason for separating from this job?
Well, they're temp serving and they have a lot of people on the floor. So, like, if you have to be off for a point in time, they'll call other people in so they'll take your place and it's just layoff.
So, at the time, it's just lack of work?
Right.
All right. Do you elect to have 10% of your weekly benefits, your weekly benefit check withheld for federal income tax?
Say that again.
Do you elect to have 10% of your weekly benefits check withheld for federal income tax?
Yes.
All right. Do you know your 4-digit PIN or do you need me to reset it for you?
1971.
If you know, that just means I don't have to reset it.
Okay, 1971.
Okay. If you have it, then don't tell me. I just need to know whether or not that you have it.
Yes, I have it.
Okay. All right. I'm going to read to you the disclosures, and then we'll be done.
Okay. Now, can I ask a question before you disclose?
Go ahead.
Can I use this same card that I have from you all from the first time?
Yes, sir.
So what all I have to do, you already have the information for the first card, right?
Because you already have that card, there's nothing else that need to be done.
Okay, thank
you. It just start coming to that card.
Okay.
Right. That's why I didn't go into more details about it, because you already got your card. Nothing else need to do that.
I mean, I didn't know. Just for, you know, I don't do this much. I try to work as much as I can, so I don't be,
right.
Definitely
understand. All right. I'm going to read the disclosures, and then we'll be done.
Okay.
The following instructions and telephone numbers are very important. Your claim is being filed as COVID-19 related, but it's not yet approved. The claim will be processed as soon as administratively possible. However, you must begin meeting unemployment claim requirements effective this week, except where any requirements have been waived during an approved COVID-19 related claim. Eligibility and requirements for a COVID-19 claim are subject to change. Unemployment claims use calendar weeks that begin on Sunday and end on Saturday. Once a week, you must complete the weekly certification process for the previous week. The questions you will be asked during the certification will outline your current requirements and are subject to change. This can be done online by going to www.labor.alabama.gov or on the telephone by calling 1-800-752-7389. Your weekly certification can be made on Sunday through no later than 5 p.m. Friday, but not on Saturday. Failure to file or complete your weekly claim as instructed could result in a loss of benefits. Make your first certification either by telephone or internet next week. Your employer will be contacted regarding your separation. We may require a follow-up interview with you to discuss our findings. If so, you will be contacted by telephone or letter before a decision on your claim is made. We have completed your unemployment claim. At any time, you may be mailed or otherwise provided additional information regarding continued eligibility requirements. Do you have any questions?
No, sir.
All right. Well, I definitely want to thank you for calling the Alabama Unemployment Claims Line. You enjoy the rest of your day.
Same to you.
You're more than welcome. Bye.